Senator Bennett's seat is one of 10 that Democrats nationwide must defend next year. But so far, Republicans don't have a clear frontrunner. The GOP's brightest prospects, Congressman Mike Kaufman and Arapahoe County District Attorney George Brockler, are not running.
Republican strategists around the country look at Colorado, perhaps only in addition to Nevada, as their pickup opportunities next year with respect to the U.S. Senate.
That's nonpartisan independent political analyst Eric Sonderman. While vulnerable, he thinks there are other factors impacting the race in Bennett's favor.
It is a presidential year as opposed to that off year. Democrats in Colorado and in most other states tend to fare better in those presidential years with big turnout.
Chairman of the state Democratic Party Rick Palacio feels the lack of a big-name entrant is an early boost.
The fact that they are lacking really a credible or viable candidate on the Republican side for the U.S. Senate says a lot about the Republican Party in Colorado. They have been in disarray for some time. They lucked out in 2014 in finding a candidate that they could rally behind and that ran a good campaign.
That's when Congressman Cory Gardner defeated incumbent Senator Mark Udall. And with a divided electorate, Palacio says Colorado is still a battleground state. Republicans say it's much too early to make any predictions on how tight the race will be. Party Chairman Steve House expects other candidates will emerge.
Our job is to make sure that each and every candidate who enters the race knows that we're here to support them. We support them all equally. It's going to be an exciting race either way because I think 16 is going to be a good Republican year.
Former GOP state chairman and political consultant Dick Wadhams shares the same view and thinks a robust Republican primary for the Senate nomination is a positive.
It will generate interest, and from that, I think a good nominee will emerge.
The most high-profile candidate for the Republicans is State Senator Tim Neville from Littleton. He's a strong gun rights advocate, supports fewer tests in public schools, and ran a controversial and unsuccessful bill last session that would have helped parents obtain additional information from schools on everything from curriculum and medical decisions to school performance records.
We're not going to shy away from issues, whether it be issues that we brought up last year in the Parents' Bill of Rights, issues that are important to life. We don't feel that we need to shy away from those. We need to actually have the honest debates there.
While Democrats say Neville is too far to the right to win the moderates necessary for a victory, GOP Chairman Steve House says time will tell.
You know, Tim's going to have to make his case just like any other candidate would make it, but I'm not going to pre-label him too far to the right because I don't know his specific stance on issues in detail yet today.
Whether it's Neville or El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn or former Small Business Administration head Greg Lopez or someone else, Dick Wadhams says the eventual nominee must have a broad message.
And you have to be able to talk about your social positions in a way that does not repel those who disagree with you, the independent voters. So I think Cory showed Republicans, and before him, Wayne Allard and Bill Owens showed, that you can be a strong conservative, even a social conservative, and still win in Colorado.
Wadhams also says successful GOP candidates have embraced topics not typically associated with the right. During his Senate campaign, Cory Gardner highlighted his support for renewable energy. Eric Sonderman says that's a good model for the party heading into 2016.
The only statewide Republican candidate to win a high-profile race in the last decade or more was Cory Gardner. And he spent most of his election year running away from the fringe and trying to become as centrist as possible.
Candidates are running out of time to jump into the race, to raise enough money, and build the necessary infrastructure to win. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.